It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Malachi, Malachi chapter 3, and we're going to begin with the 16th verse, Malachi chapter 3, verse 16. So if you could please open your Bibles to that text, Malachi 3, 16. And while you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. And that would be Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us on the phone, 217-847-2717. That's 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. Many studies there. Hope that you would enjoy them and hope that you would grow from them. Plan of Salvation and our Constitution is also found there. Hope that you would enjoy that and be to your advantage, come to know the Lord Jesus and grow in the Lord Jesus from that. If you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either is just fine, and so please that you would feel free to contact us. Malachi, chapter 3, verse 16. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewels. I will spare them, as a man spareth his own son that serves him. Then shall ye return, and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. We're going to end the reading with just those few verses today, and we'll begin the study with prayer. Father, we just ask that you would guide and lead us today. Show us your precious way and your direction, and give us your strength, Father. There's just a constant battle goes on, and the only way we can have victory is if you give it to us. And you can give it to us and willingly give it to us when we are faithful to you. Yes, we're saved, born again, because you, once we come by faith, you save us, and we are kept for eternity. But the fellowship and the joy that we need to have each and every day can only come, Father, when we surrender to your will and enjoy it. So please bring us that blessed hope and the wonderful joy that comes and the patience. Just guide and lead us, dear Lord, please. Thank you, Father, for this opportunity to study your word and just show us your way and will. Bring those that are lost to salvation, bring them to that cross of Calvary where they see their sins and see what the cost of sin was, that the Son of God was crucified upon that cross and died and was buried and was buried for 3 days. And praise the Lord, he's alive. Brought us victory over sin and gave us life all at the same time. So, Father, please, thank you. Just guide and lead all today as we study your precious word. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As we begin, we've finally turned the corner. We have finally sought another direction. We have been talking about the priests and how they had no thought, no fear for God. And then the people had no thought or no fear for God. And finally here, we find a remnant. And that's all that's here today. You see an awful lot of folks going to church. But there's very, very few that are born again. They're being religious, just like these Jews were religious. They brought their sacrifices. They went through all the motions and everything else. But there was nothing real, nothing about it that was real at all. And it's the same way today with most folks that are attending church. being born again is not preached. There's a connection between being baptized and then being saved or going through your church instruction through usually as a young person, sometimes an adult, as you're going to join the church. And you go through those studies once you get finished and you say, yes, I agree to them, and so now you're saved. No, you're not. No, you're not. You come to the Lord Jesus by faith. And it's a day and it's a time you'll never forget. Now, you may not be able to tell me a certain day on the calendar as far as the month and the day and the minute, but I promise you that the day that you meet Jesus Christ as your personal Savior is a day that you will never forget. You can bring me right to that place. You can say, I was right here. I was in church. I was at home. I was next to my bed. I was outside, wherever you were. The day that that Holy Spirit, that He finally got a hold of you and you surrendered to Him, that's a day that you'll never forget. These folks here, then they that feared the Lord, this remnant that's left, that's a beautiful, again, it's a reverse side of everything else. Everybody to this point, none of them feared the Lord. They had no concern. Fear of the Lord, that reverence is the beginning of wisdom. We need to submit to His authority. We need to humbly comply, listen to our God, follow His will. That's what these folks here was doing. Even though all the world around them, all the Jews, all of Israel that was around them, were bringing these sacrifices in. They were offering these sacrifices that it wasn't good. It was leftovers. It was whatever I had time to do. Well, dig in your pocket when the offering tray comes your way. Well, this is all I got, so, and I need part of it. So you don't tithe. You don't see the need to tithe. You don't see the need to serve God with your time. You're too occupied with everything else. And so it's so important that we listen to the will of God and we serve God and we praise God and we honor God. We need to never have to speak a stout word. The 13th verse spoke of that. Your words have been stout against me. That word stout is to be obstinate and speak it with no desire of pleasure. In other words, it's a desire to hurt. And so we need to, as these folks here, never have spoken any stout words against the Lord. As we've already mentioned, in every age and every time, there has always been a remnant. There has always been this small group of people. And I believe that it's the same way today. Oh, we've got some big and mighty churches. Oh, my. Hundreds and thousands of people come. But I think when the wheat is separated from the chaff, there's just going to be a few. Just going to be a few. Because so many preachers are not preaching the gospel. They're telling you're saved through baptism. You're saved through your works. Neither are right. You're saved by grace when you come by faith to Jesus Christ. And that's what you need to do. These folks here that feared the Lord, they meditated upon the Word of God. And the meditation that they had with Him was so sweet. They thought upon His name. And they fellowshiped together. They spake often one to another, the Scripture tells us here. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. They spoke these words. They spoke with wisdom. They spoke with authority. They were humble before the Lord. They feared the Lord. And those that feared the Lord stayed together. Will we ever have a monstrous church, a mega church? No. No. Because we come together as true believers. We come together to hear the Word of God and to learn. We're not a mixed multitude. And that's what you'll find in those mega churches. You say, well, at least they're there hearing it. They're not getting saved. And those that have been deceived, that were saved, that are going there now, being deceived, they're going to pay. They're going to answer for that. They have lost the fear of the Lord, and they're just turning in to be religious folks. The love that these folks enjoyed amongst themselves and between them and the Lord. Their desire was to lift up the family. The scripture says, and they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. The Lord hearkened and heard it. So it's wonderful. Their desire is to edify, to build up, to work, to improve, to grow our faith and our holiness. We walk separated from the world, not joining in with the world. We've got to get along. No, we don't. I work in the world every day. I'm in the world every day. And my desire every day is folks come by faith to Jesus and are born again. It's a joy to walk with the Lord Jesus and not walk with the world. We should encourage each other to serve the Lord, to walk with the Lord. Those here who spoke so stoutly again in this obstinate attitude against God, no doubt looked with a displeasure upon those that feared the Lord. We get that. You know, why aren't you growing more than you are? Why don't you have more people here? How come people don't come? People do not want to face their sin and then stand before a righteous God saying, I am sorry for my sin. Will you please save me? People don't want to do that. And so many places have left that to where they do not have people call that they could be saved, they could be born again. And so not only do we enjoy each other's presence, but we also, by enjoying each other's presence, also have some of the ridicule that comes from the world and many times from other churches because we stand upon the truth. Because we stand upon the old King James, and that's where we study that, we enjoy it, and we don't leave it. And we believe that you're saved by grace and grace alone, not by works. And once you're saved, once you come by faith to Jesus, you're kept for eternity. That's what the Word of God teaches. And what a joy it is to be a born-again believer. We know that God hears the evil words spoken about Him. We know that He hears these preachers that stand in the pulpit and deny the gospel and attach works to the salvation that Jesus Christ has paid for, and He has given it to us free of charge. All we need to do is come. But man has attached a cost to it. God hears all that. God hears all the profanity, the evil words that are spoken about him. He hears all that. More important than that, and it's so sad that he does, but more important than that is that he hears our words. He hears the words of every born-again believer. What a joy. What a joy it is to know that every word that's spoken, my God hears. He knows when I pray to him. He knows when I need his help and his patience and his strength. He knows when I need his wisdom and knowledge, and he gives it to me. He'll give it to you. But you must come by faith to Jesus and be born again. Born again. Will you please listen to the Spirit of God today? We don't have to be concerned whether man can hear us when we need help, because we know that God does. God hears us. God knows. We're even told here that God keeps an account. Look at verse 16, the middle of it. The Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written. A book of remembrance was written. God keeps an account of all those that serve him. What a joy. What an excitement. You know, God doesn't need to write it down. He just tells us that so we can understand how that he forgets nothing. How that he forgets nothing. He remembers everything. Everything that is due us for serving and praising him, God has accounted for. Just look at that verse 16 again. Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, what fellowship, and the Lord hearkened and heard it. And so not only was there fellowship and love between the brothers and the sisters, but also God heard every part of it, and he wrote it all down. It's all written down. Remembrance was written before him for those that feared the Lord. We're only talking about here, we're only talking about born-again believers, those that feared the Lord. What a joy it is. And that thought upon his name. You see, it's so important that we spend time with our God. I love studying his word. I love preaching his word. I love telling others about his word. And it's so sad that so many people choose not to listen. Pay no attention. I've got my church. I don't believe that in eternal salvation, in other words, once you're saved, you're always, I just don't believe that. Oh, my friend. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ today. Admit you're a sinner. Face your sin as you stand before him, and he'll show you the way of salvation because Jesus has bought and paid for it all. And once you accept him, then you're sealed with the Holy Spirit, never to be separated again. This remnant, this faithful remnant, in all the things that God has to chastise the people of Israel about in this book of Malachi, we find this sweet remnant. Once again, for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name. And they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I will make up my jewels. And I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serves him. We're to serve him and praise him. The Lord literally cuts away the liberal Jewish nation that has rejected him, that is not looking for the coming of the Messiah, that gives no thought for the offering that they're giving. They just do it. They bring their leftovers and hand it before God as if that's acceptable. The Lord cuts him away. And we know, come the New Testament, come the Gospels, that he literally does that. He sets him away and he opens the door for the Gentiles. And that's what's going to happen. We know now what took place. But it wasn't the will of God that wanted it. God wanted the nation of Israel to repent and turn to him. And all the blessings that God had poured down upon Israel, and yet they continued to just spit in his face. Make up my jewels. They shall now be his peculiar treasure. When all the rest are rejected, this remnant that's been ridiculed and criticized by those, condemned by those for the stand that's made upon the Word of God. But we shall now be vessels of mercy and vessels of honor at the same time. The rest will be made up of vessels of wrath and dishonor. The saints are God's jewels. They are sweet to him. They are dear to him. He looks upon them as his own, his proper goods, his choice goods, his treasure. And there's going to be a day. That day is coming when God will make up his jewels and gather them up. They shall be mine. They shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, verse 17 says. In that day I will make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. They shall be mine. What a joy. What an excitement. There's a time here, an opportunity for you to become part of that remnant. We go from the proud, and we can again back up here just a little bit into the earlier part of chapter 3. And it's so sad, you know. He asks them, he said, "Will a man rob God? Yet ye have robbed me. But ye say, wherein have we robbed thee?" You see, it just continues. "Ye are cursed with a curse, for ye have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that shall not be room enough to receive it." He calls upon them. Remember verse 7. "Return unto me, and I will return unto you." Will you come by faith to Jesus today and be born again? "Or are your words stout against me, saith the Lord? Yet ye say, what have we spoken so much against thee?" You see, are you one of those that don't get it? That you've turned your back upon God by rejecting this sweet gospel that he offers you, and you're trading it for a religion that's dead, that gives no life? Jesus is everything. You need to come by faith to him. There's going to be a time. Scripture says in verse 18, then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth God and him that serveth not. It's so sad. Verse 14 says, ye have said, it is vain to serve God. And what profit is it? Is that the reason that you don't come to church? Is that the reason that you don't find a good Bible-believing, soul-winning church, because it's a waste of time? Is that it? You can waste your time on a lot of things, but one thing that you'll never waste your time on, and that is coming to Jesus Christ and serving him. That's the only thing that can give wisdom and peace and joy and strength. And yet these people back in Malachi, what have we done? We haven't robbed from you. We've served you. We haven't left you. It just keeps going. What do you mean we have gone away? Where do we need to come back to? And the priests were in just as bad. Verse 17 of the chapter 2 says, ye have wearied the Lord with your words. Yet ye say, where have we wearied him? Are you listening? Are you one that's saying the same thing? That, you know, I go to church, but it's just a, I don't know really why. I don't get anything out of it. Will you come and you give your heart to Jesus, and he will bless you? And then your mind and your heart is so changed that you're not wondering what you're getting. You're wondering, what can I give? That's the wonderful difference of being a child of God versus being a child of the devil. There's only two places. I don't care what religion you're involved in. I don't care what culture in the middle of. There's only two. There's a true believer in Jesus Christ, and there's the devil. That's the only two. You're serving one or the other. You're owned by one or the other. There's no middle ground. Don't give me this nonsense that, well, we're just going a different way, but we're going to end up in the same place. No, we're not. Because I guarantee you, I'm not going to hell. And I promise you that you are. If you have thought you found a different way other than by and through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. He's the only way. Now, if you'll notice, I'm not talking about a certain religion, and I'm not talking about a certain church. I'm talking about a wonderful relationship that you need to have with Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior. That's what I'm talking about. And I want you to come to know him today. I want you to be part of this remnant, as Malachi is speaking here, of this small little remnant out of all these. He spent all this time talking to those, the priests and all the people that have ignored and rejected the work and the way of God. And then he says, then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another. The Lord hearkened and heard it, and the book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord, and the thought and that thought upon his name. They're mine. I make up my jewels, and they're my jewels. They're mine. Wonderful. So please, as we look to the Word of God and close out this third chapter, and we'll start on the fourth chapter next time we come together, I hope we come together next time and you've decided to trust in Jesus as your Savior and begin and enjoy that wonderful walk. My dear friend, What are you going to do about Jesus?